Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Olivia and Emily podcast with
Olivia
and Emily. And today what we're going to be discussing is this idea of approval and how somebody's relationship with approval can affect his or her life and the quality of their life. And we want to start off with a quote by Wayne Dyer, who very wisely said, "People who want the most approval get the least, and people who need approval the least get the most." And Olivia and I have been talking about this idea of approval and feeling bad in certain situations when you may not necessarily be very accommodating to a person, and this idea of feeling bad, which we discussed, essentially stems from this idea of approval because you don't want the person to think that you're not being nice or helpful. And a lot of the time, we don't even realize, I think, this idea of how approval is affecting us and how we do things. And, you know, both Olivia and I work with a lot of different people, and I think sometimes at work is where you really kind of see these certain situations play out. And I think both of us tend to be more thoughtful and we try to be accommodating when we can be. But there are also times where you just don't necessarily feel inclined to interact with a person or help out in the way that they would like. And you sometimes end up feeling bad. And I think it's this really tricky relationship that we have with approval and this idea of not wanting somebody to think that we're not nice or that we think we're too good for something or not helpful. And I think a lot of the time that forces us to do things that are not necessarily from the purest place because we just don't want to appear as not necessarily being nice and helpful when in reality it's not what we want to do. And I think that there's a difference between being helpful and then doing something from a place of not wanting to hurt somebody's feelings, because I think a lot of the time we're very conscious of the fact of how our actions and what we say can affect another person. And I think a lot of the time we worry about hurting another person's feelings, so we end up doing things to make ourselves more uncomfortable in order to make somebody else feel more comfortable. And it's just, I think Wayne kind of has the core of what it is, which is this idea of even though you're not maybe actively seeking approval, it does still have to do with the sense of approval of not wanting that person to be mad at you or not wanting to hurt another person because you feel like you didn't accommodate them in the way that they asked. And we just thought this is something really interesting that we noticed in our own lives.
Yeah, and I definitely think, you know, an interesting thought came into my mind as you were speaking, because I think that especially at work, you get, you know, tested with this particular part of seeking approval and wanting to be, you know, quote unquote, nice. And it made me think of an incident that happened last week where, you know, I had a big meeting and I was unable to see some of the clients that I have. So as we might have mentioned before, we both work in a school. I'm a speech therapist, so I provide, you know, speech services, and I was unable to see some of my students. And when I went to the classroom teacher to let that teacher know that I will not be taking a student, you know, the teacher was really advocating for the student, and it was from a really nice place because, you know, he wanted to make sure his student's being seen. And he was asking, you know, is there any way that you can see the student? You know, she hasn't been getting speech all week. And I think, you know, it's really an interesting dilemma that comes up because the teacher's coming from a good place and you want to come from a good place as far as, you know, you want to see each student on my case. I want to see each student on my caseload and you want to do the best you can at your job. But there comes a point where like, okay, like I can't, you know, rip myself into 10 different pieces and be at meetings and see all my students. And I remember just having this moment where, you know, you can, I think it's important to be honest with the person because you know, there was a follow-up question as, oh, can you see her on Monday? Can you make up the session? And we really don't have room for that in our schedule. So I think it was important to, like, be honest, like, in any situation and to just let the person know, like, we really don't make up sessions. But I also think, like, sometimes when we try to be nice or when we try to get approval from certain people, it ends up being at the, this, like, we end up paying the price for it. And so I think it's really important to, while you want to be nice to other people, you have to be fair. And then most importantly, I think you have to be fair to yourself, because if you're going to try to please everyone around you and try to be helpful to everyone around you, I think the person that's going to be affected the most is yourself. And I just noticed for myself that, you know, it is really hard to sometimes, you know, say no and to, you know, be honest about certain things. But I think the price you end up paying is what we started off our discussion is, like, the quality of your life can be affected if you're constantly focusing on getting somebody else's approval or getting people to like you and kind of putting yourself and your own well-being on the back burner. And I think, and this is hard, like, even as we're talking about this right now, I think there's so many times, like, in that situation that I just discussed, there was a part of me that said, you know, this teacher's from a good place. He's advocating for a student. Maybe I could see her. And, you know, and it's hard, but I think sometimes it really is important to have a certain reminder for yourself that at the end of the day, if you know you're doing the best you can and, you know, like, you feel good about the decisions that you're making, you can sleep well at night knowing that you're doing your best. I think it's so much more important to have those choices instead of, you know, just being a people pleaser, so to say, like, quote unquote, because I think it affects you in the end.
Yeah, I think that's such a great example of kind of making that point. And it just kind of makes me think of this idea that it's sometimes so difficult to say no, especially when somebody is asking for help and you know you can help them, but you know that you have all these other things that you need to fulfill also. And I think that a lot of the time you want to say yes, and then you want to go back and you really want to say no. And sometimes that has to be done, and that's so much more difficult than the opposite. And I think what sometimes works in these situations, even though it's really difficult at first, I think it ends up working out better because I think when you're able to kind of say, no, I won't be able to do this, and then you find that, okay, maybe I will, and you feel that feeling later on of, okay, you know what, maybe I can handle it. I finished X, Y, and Z earlier, so it doesn't feel like such a burden. And I think, like you said, being upfront right from the start. Because I think we want to please people, yes, I'll be there, I'll be there. And then you make a commitment, and then you realize, I don't want to do that. And I think I learned that, you know, the hard way in a lot of situations. And what I've done a few times, and I realized that sometimes you think people are going to get more offended than they really do. And, you know, on several occasions also at work, like people ask me to help out with something. And one of them was to make a phone call at a time where I just really didn't have the time, and I was very blunt about it. And then, you know, the person just ended up doing it themselves, and it worked out fine. And, you know, everything still worked out in what we were supposed to collaborate on. And I think, you know, part of me was like, oh, that was kind of rude. Maybe that was standoffish. But at the same time, I was in the middle of something. And I think sometimes people have don't realize that you're in the middle of something else when they ask you for a favor. And I think sometimes you do have to be blunt. And I think it comes up a lot at work because you want to be helpful. And a lot of the time you say yes when you really want to say no. And then you have this resentment toward that person for even asking you. And you feel like you have this added load. And I think with, like with anything else, with work or even with commitments with friends, I think in the past, I would have a really difficult time saying no. So if somebody, you know, would ask me to do something and I was kind of, you know, ambivalent about it, I would say, okay, yeah. And then I would go back and I really wouldn't want to do it. And then, you know, sometimes I would, sometimes I wouldn't. But when I wouldn't, it's so much more difficult to kind of cancel when you know something doesn't work for you, than it is to just tell the person right off the bat, either no or I'll let you know later. So this idea of you don't have to make a commitment right then and there, because I think sometimes when people ask us a question, they expect an answer right away. And that's also tricky because sometimes if you know right off the bat it's no, you don't want to give the person false hope. But when you're genuinely just not 100% confident in what you can or cannot provide, I think that's the better alternative than saying yes. Because when you commit to something, I think it becomes harder to go back on it. And I think it's easier to go back and say you can do something. And I feel like at work this comes up a lot. And, you know, it's tough because you still want to be a good person to people, but I think those situations when you say yes, when you really mean no, that all comes from approval. And I think it's very difficult to get over that.
Yeah, I love that. I think that the one thought that came into my mind was the fact that, and I don't know if you've had these situations, but I think sometimes certain anxieties come up with like knowing that you're going to have to say no or you're going to have to be a little blunt about something. And I don't know about you, Em, but I realized for myself, sometimes I'm pleasantly surprised that people appreciate you being genuine. And I know sometimes it's kind of even more in your head, like I'll keep playing certain scenarios back and forth of like how I should word this and how, you know, maybe I'll say yes and then I'll see how what I can do. But a lot of times I notice for myself, you have a little bit more of a peace of mind when you're honest with people. And I think for the most part, people do appreciate that honesty. And so I think there's something that gives like a little bit more of an encouragement to want to go ahead and be honest and to want to go ahead and just, you know, say what you really want to say. And I know one of the things that we mentioned, which was interesting, I know you said this before, Emily, being that, you know, if the interaction doesn't go the way that it needs to be, it's okay. Like, I think it's a really important lesson that I think sometimes we need to remind our children and just as adults remind ourselves that it's okay if not everybody likes you. You know, as long as you know you're doing the best you can and you're being a good person to the best of your ability, it's okay. And you know what? The reality of it is not everybody's going to like you. You know, like you can make it harder on people not to like you. You know, you can make it really hard for them to find a reason not to like you. But the truth is, some people won't, and it's fine. And I think the other thing that I know I struggle with sometimes is that it's okay if you don't like somebody. You know, that doesn't mean that their life is ruined now and that, you know, it's fine. They will be okay and you will be okay. And I think as we're saying this, you know, I'm reminding myself of this. But we wanted to end on that note. And we wanted to thank you for listening to today's podcast. And we would love to hear from you. You can email us at Olivia, the letter N, Emily@gmail.com. And we look forward to hearing from you next time. Thank you so much for listening from Olivia
and Emily.
Bye.